USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam tells top staffers he won't resign after a racist photo surfaced from his med school yearbook page. Richmond resident Darnell Carruthers.
I don't believe in my heart that he is racist.
Meanwhile, a second woman accuses Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax of sexual assault when they both were students at Duke University. Fairfax, in a statement, calls the accusation demonstrably false. He says, "I have never forced myself on anyone ever." The city of Milwaukee has held a vigil for 35-year-old officer Matthew Ritter. He was shot and killed on Wednesday while serving a search warrant. City Alderman Tony Zielinski says Ritter was a hero.
He did two tours of duty in Iraq. He comes back here and fights for our safety right in our own neighborhoods.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
A second winter storm in less than a week is now hitting Washington and Oregon. Businesses in Seattle sent people home early on Friday. In the California Sierra Nevadas, more than 120 people had to be rescued at a resort in Kings Canyon National Park. Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker faced the House Judiciary Committee for hours on Friday.
I do not intend today to talk about my private conversations with the President of the United States. But to answer your question, I have not talked to the President of the United States about the special counsel's investigation.
Democrats, who are now in control of the committee, lambasted Whitaker. Tennessee's Stephen Cohen confronted him with President Trump's claims about Robert Mueller's investigation.
It would be inappropriate for me to...
But you wouldn't oversee a witch hunt, would you? You'd stop a witch hunt, wouldn't you?
Congressman, it would be inappropriate for me to talk about an ongoing investigation.
Whitaker is apt to be off the job in less than a week, because Attorney General nominee William Barr is likely to be confirmed soon by the Senate. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
A man is in custody for a break-in at a Rockers, Indiana farm. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The 48-year-old man was found on John Mellencamp's property in Bloomington, Indiana, after sheriff's officers responded to an alarm early Thursday morning. They found the security gate had been rammed open, and they found Robert Carter in a building on the property. He was claiming to officers that the reason he was there was he needed to arrest the singer, but he didn't explain why. He's now charged with burglary, residential entry, and criminal trespassing. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
House Intelligence Committee Democrats plan to use their clout to investigate the president. USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
With the Democrats now in charge of the House Intelligence Committee, Chairman Adam Schiff has hired officials with experience at the National Security Council to help with his panel's oversight of the Trump administration. Democratic Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney is on that committee until CNN's New Day.
What we're going to do is fill in the holes that should have been addressed when the Republicans, you know, issued that report prematurely. By the way, if you go back and read that, it's not worth the paper it was written on.
Trump fumed on Twitter Thursday about the recently launched investigations led by the Democratic intelligence chair had suggested he was raiding the White House staff.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.